Lebos and catamarans.
Welcome back, guys, to Seated with Lebo and
Tato Rumpede.
Yes, sir.
Brand new one.
It's time for you guys to grab your favorite seat during the week and connect with your favorite bros. Yeah. Me and Tato.
Stop saying bros.
You're the one who said it the previous time.
I didn't say bros.
You said bros.
I said brothers.
Okay, it's a connection of your favorite bros. Anyways, so you're with your favorite bros today.
Stop saying bros.
I didn't say it.
Just said you're your
I said brothers.
Bro. Okay.
Yeah. So me and my bro today are going to make sure that you guys are very, very entertained.
Yeah.
We've got a lot of tweets coming and everything. But listen, if you're listening to this on any stream platform, make sure that you go to the YouTube channel if you're going to have more of a visual. If you're on the YouTube, play it in the back on your phone or something. I don't know. But make sure you guys give it a like if you're watching on YouTube and 5 stars. On any streaming
on
platform.
Spotify, yeah, if you listen on Spotify, give us a 5-star rating. You guys are going to give us 3 stars. Give us 5 stars, but let us know why you're going to give us 3 stars. And also, if you guys have given us a rating before, I think you can do it again. Hop over to a different streaming platform and just give us that extra boost. We are pushing. It's probably like mid-December now, so we've been rocking. We've been with the family. Yeah. I just want to say, guys, going into the new year, like, I know people are always like, oh, we don't like new year, new me. I think the culture of a new year allows us to actually go into a new me, right? Even though people say it's whatever they say. So I think if you're in December right now, this is the perfect time for you guys, like, as you're watching the podcast, as you're listening, just grab a book, grab your notes, and just, like, start putting some small goals for yourself. Like, I know in December, if I'm cheating, I'll be like, okay, cool, I'm trying to achieve this in Jan. I'm trying to achieve that. So when you're actually doing day by day, putting your goals, putting your, you know, your to-dos, putting your, what you aspire to have, like, when January starts, it's a matter of just actioning now.
Yeah.
So start, like, you know, preparing in December as you're having fun. As you're listening to this podcast, I'm urging each and every single one of you guys to just grab a notebook and just, you know, do what I'm saying. Like, how are you going to become productive?
Start planning out how you're going to be the better version of yourself.
Yeah, it's time to be intentional, guys.
It's time to be intentional for real.
But how are you?
I am okay. I have no complaints. I have a lot of work to do. I think I have, before the year ends, I have 3 more campaigns to do. And then... I have three
That's
more.
That's nice.
I have a lot of work.
You've done like what, 9?
I have a lot of campaigns to do. We just did the podcast.
Lebo gets a campaign every like 4 days now, guys. You know that?
Not really. No. I haven't got one in like a while.
You just got the KFC one. It just came back 3 days ago. So you just got one.
Don't say the brand name.
It's the brand name though.
So I've got a lot of work to do. I'm looking for a manager. I'm doing my interviews with my manager next week. So I'm trying to, scale up, etc.
Yeah.
And then... But besides all of that, I'm okay. I'm in a relatively okay place. I need to go, I need to find someone to help me clean my entire house, because we lost a helper. I don't know if I told you that.
Yeah, you had a helper?
Yeah, I had a helper, yeah. I did.
Oh.
Yeah. But how are you?
I'm good, bro. I'm good. I'm probably like having so much fun right now in December. So I'm good. I'm happy to be resting. I'm happy to be... This is the last podcast we're shooting for the year, by the way, guys. It's currently the 25th of November. I'm supposed to go up like third week, so I'm just happy to like finally be closing the year. I feel like the past couple of years, like, I've been in such a like a work crunch mode, and I've never like taken a break. So it's my first ever like break. I think my last break was like when I was in university and like the semester would end.
Yeah.
So I'm finally trying to give that to myself. I think I've worked hard enough, because like, you know me, I work for the year, so like my year next year is set up. So I'm really, really excited to just take my break and just relax.
On that note, just want to say thank you guys for following us on our adventure.
Yeah, because it's the end of the season.
Yeah, it's literally the end of season.
End
one.
Of the season. Yeah.
Of the thing, so, which is huge. We literally came from doing this on a couch in the house to all of this. Thank you to the crew.
Yeah.
You know, thank you to Mbali, who's also creative director.
Shout out to Ingrid.
Ingrid, especially Ingrid. Shout out to you. Hopefully we get to meet you in December. Yeah, but thank you guys so much for giving us all the support. And we can't wait to give you more experiences, maybe do more like maybe live podcasts, etc. And integrate you guys into, you know, the podcast as well.
Yeah, like we mentioned earlier, like on the previous podcast, like we're a big community.
Yeah.
And just seeing this community come to life has just been a blessing on our end. I want you guys to know that you guys are a part of a greater cause, because as much as we are creative and storytelling and just being funny, I feel like we're all like pushing towards the same common goal, which is becoming like better versions of ourselves.
Yeah.
So just being a part of this community, like, it means the world to me. Like, you guys tuning in every single Thursday, every single Wednesday, it means a lot to me. I think we could be posting on Thursday because we're always late sometimes.
Yeah.
But yeah, it means a lot to me. But I think we're going to go straight into it with the first tweet.
Let's get it.
Unless you have any fun games for us, Mr. Creative.
Oh, yes. I wanted to, because this is obviously our like last episode for season one. I wanted to ask you, the game is simple. What was your favorite moment in the podcast? Any moment.
I think...
And don't hit us with that, the end of the season, you know, commentary that everyone always gives us. There's so many to pick from. You know what I'm saying?
I think my favorite moment, I can't remember which episode it was, but it's like whenever you and I speak on a similar experience and then just seeing how, like, differently you would view it.
Yeah.
Like in the previous episode, you were speaking about, like, the fact that, like, when I would, like, say I'm going out, you think I'm so cool.
Yeah.
I never thought that you even having that, like,
mindset. opinion.
So, so you're constantly throwing me back into, like, our past.
Yeah.
And I get to basically see, like, life from your perspective.
Yeah.
Which has been really, really cool. I think we've also unpacked a lot and also learned a lot about each other. And it's just been, like, dope to just basically grow, like, our relationship and, like, basically understand the person better.
Yeah, I think for me...
Through the banter.
My honest opinion would be that I've had a lot... Like, my favorite thing about those entire things, I've had a lot more conversations with my brother than I would have had if I did... Like, I would have never had this many conversations with you if we didn't do the podcast.
Yeah, that's so true.
And that contributed to our friendship and relationship that we hold. And I think that's just, it's just been a journey. It hasn't been easy. It's been very hard. We moved studio to studio. Imagine Aiden hasn't eaten today, chef. but like we are very blessed to be able to have the opportunity to be part of this. And yeah, I'm grateful.
Yeah.
But yeah, let's go to the tweets.
No, quick
enough
one.
Emotions.
Quick one.
We'll cry, yeah.
Call your most famous friend.
Right now. I don't have my phone. How many times I say this?
Who would you call?
My most famous friend. Who can I call? Most famous. In South Africa. Nah.
I don't know. Maybe you know someone in America.
My most famous, someone I can call. Non-content creator.
And the most, if it's the most famous content creator, the most famous content creator.
Sell your number. Or like, I can just call them like, anyway.
Oh, WhatsApp, dog. Like the phone number, not WhatsApp. Instagram.
I don't actually know. I don't think I know anyone famous.
Would you ever call someone on Instagram?
Huh?
You do. So it's okay. So right now is what? It's just 30G then?
No. On WhatsApp?
Yeah, because I'm saying based on the people you know. Come on.
I don't want to say her name.
Say her name.
She's an actress. Who? I think I'll leave it there. She's an actress. Who? That's probably my most famous friend.
No. Who?
I can't say her name.
Oh, I know her name. She's probably the most. Why'd you say her name?
I don't want to say it.
I'll say it.
Don't. Why would you say something I said I don't want to say? But she's an actress. She's an actress. She was an actress on multiple shows.
That's oh, okay.
You. And yourself?
Probably Lasizwe.
Yeah.
Because he's quite traditional media too.
Probably Lasizwe. I'm actually like deeping. Like, who's the most, like...
Yeah, who's the most, like, it's like, who's... Because someone asked me, like, yo, who can you call on your contact list that you would say is the most famous? I'll probably say Lasizwe. Because I'm thinking, like, millions of followers, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, Lasizwe.
I do have, what's that guy's name?
Don't you have Primo's number? Primo's probably one of the biggest guys.
I said non-content creator again.
No, you can use a content creator, but it must be the biggest one.
I don't have Primo's number. We chop on the Insta.
Oh.
Yeah.
So that's it?
Yeah. That's it. I'll just say actress.
Okay, who's the least MJK? What's the worst punishment you've received from your parents? Oh, I know a story.
I have one. Oh, you want to go first? I also realized the same way you did.
I remember the one time we were chilling like at our very first house in Limpopo, Polokwane.
Oh, this is your favorite story.
The area called Springboks.
With the airtime?
No. I was chilling with my brother outside.
Yeah.
Like, Lebo and I are chilling, playing outside. I think I was probably, I was like probably like 8.
Yeah, you're young.
I don't know, I'll never forget this Springbok. Thing. I was 8 or like 7. Chilling, Lebo and I are playing, bro, having fun. We're bowling, boy. Like, it's a great time. Like, he's running around, I'm running around, taking care of him, whatever. He's smaller than me, I'm pushing him around. Like, it's like a good time.
He's beating me. That's what he's trying to say.
No, man. I get into the house, my dad, papa goes, go pick a belt.
I remember this.
I was like, what?
For both of us or just you?
Just for me.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
Go pick a belt. I'm like, what did I do? Just go pick a belt. I'm like, what did I do?
Yeah.
Obviously, I'm like, away. Boy, you go to the room, boy, bend over, boy.
Yo. Hey, 12 years asleep.
Boy, Samurai jacking me, boy.
Yeah.
Like, I think I was, I cannot remember what I did. For a good month, I barely spoke to him because I did not know what I did.
I was telling you, okay, so I'm going to do one that relates to you, but I want to tell my one also. No?
Okay, cool. Because
this one is very sick.
Yeah.
But my dad, so relating to the beating belt thing. So my dad was once like, yo, Lebo, after dinner, go to your room and then I'm gonna hit you with the belt. Because I think I broke up plates or something.
It's so crazy how like he would prepare.
He's very structured. He's very calm. He's
like, okay, so right now I'm just chilling, but you upset me and you've done something wrong.
So I'm gonna beat you later.
And it's fine because I'll let you choose the belt.
Yeah. No, I didn't get to choose, so that's very nice.
Oh.
Which goes into why I said he thought that was the favorite son. Yeah, it's the yes to pick. I would have picked the anyways.
But the thing is that you choose a small one.
So listen.
Stings more, sorry.
Yeah, yeah. Sorry. So I go into now he made a mistake.
Yeah.
Gave me time to prepare.
Underwear. I'm sure you put on underwear.
I put on all the underwear I had in the house. So now I'm slim thick walking into a
slim thing, buddy, idea. She wanted a buddy idea.
Now I've got my BBL installed and I'm on my way.
Boy, you transformed into a Xhosa man, boy.
So I've got my BBL installed and I'm on the way to get, you know, hit. And then, so he goes, so he's like, yeah, lay down. Same procedure.
Yeah, yeah.
Lay down.
Stretch it, man.
And then he just, you know, hits these. He likes to go in, out. He likes to go in out, which I think is the best parenting hitting technique you can have. I prefer the out in, but he wants to go in out because he goes, what's up? So he hits his in out. Kah. There's no reaction. I'm
oh, you forgot to react.
I forgot to react. So I go, after. So he hits car, silent. He's like, okay. So he, Wu-Tang technique.
Yeah.
Out in now.
Out in now.
Poo. I felt a bit of it. Nah, but I'm like, he's like, touches me. Then he touches, goes, he reaches out and goes, ta-ta, and touches me and goes, yeah, man. I'll never forget that. But I want to tell my story about the best punishment I ever got. So I wasn't doing really well in school. So people don't know this about me, but like I used to not do really, really well in high school. It's be quite slow, etc. I didn't really like, I wasn't as academically inclined as I was now, for example, right? And my punishment, so I was doing unlike really well, but unlike very badly, sorry, in school. And in private school, IB, we have the entire August off every year. So it's like a month off of holiday.
IEB.
So IB, what did I say?
IB.
I'm sorry, IEB. So what would happen was that just before the holiday started, I'm excited, you know, I fooled around the whole time. My dad says, yo, can you come speak to me? And then I walked into, like, he had like a desk in his room. And he's like, so, you can sit there, I'm coming. He's on a call. Yeah, so, drops the call. On the desk, by the way, there's just a piece of paper and a pen. Right? So then I was like, oh, what's going on? Like, what's going on? He's like, no, I'm coming to you, I'm coming. Has a whole thing, goes to get juice, bro, goes to get things.
Sorry to catch you. Every papa has like torturing techniques.
Yeah, because now what is going on in the kid's mind?
Anxiety.
Am I going to sign my life away? Is it going to make me say something on the left? So he's like, he turns the paper into landscape, right? And he says, okay, cool. Write what I say. I'm like, oh, okay. And he says, and it's a blank piece of paper. It's not the one with the lines. No? It's blank. He says, write Monday, write Tuesday, write Wednesday, write Thursday, write Friday. Okay, now underline those dates. You have a month off. You're going to go back to basics of school. I'm going to teach you. I swear. I'm going to teach you everything that you didn't understand.
Mind you, this was post him seeing.
And keep in mind, like in my mind, yeah, this post me seeing the report.
Yeah, so he's seen how bad you.
Yeah, so he's seeing. So he's like, I'm gonna teach you because right now what you're doing.
I remember this. You were in grade like 9, 10.
Yeah. So then I had to do a timetable for studying.
Mind you, I'm in my room laughing.
So now, Tato, keep in mind, and the punishment that my sister and brother get to live life.
Yeah.
And then he'd lock me in the study or whatever for an hour to 2 hours every single day, and I'd study one man alone.
Yeah.
My marks never got like there was after that my marks always inclined like going up. But keep in mind, like outside I'm hearing Tato saying, who made the popcorn? My mom's there like, I don't know. You know, like they're all having a bra and I'm there like 1966, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That was the best punishment I ever got in my life.
Yeah, I remember that, bro. And we're living where you're staying now, ne?
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember because he also like tests you.
Yeah. Oh, this is the sick part.
Yeah, he come back and say, "What did you learn today?"
Yeah, what did you learn today?
He test you,
and he test me and say, "Show me where you learned it from." And some people are gonna say too, but that's active parenting. But it's a school holiday, bro. It's a school holiday, bro.
I'm off, brother.
I'm off, brother. I've been at school though. Now you're bringing me back.
Papa literally said, no son of mine.
Yeah.
Will get an average of.
And like when Tato did bad, I think Tato did bad in grade 11 or ish, no? I was like, oh, this is that time. Like, he's going to do a timetable. I was the only child to ever do the timetable.
But I didn't do as bad as you though.
Yeah, I got like 50, dude. I remember like this guy used to make me think getting 50 was like the end of the world. I got like a 50. And no other child in the house did a timetable.
This because our sister was like an academic, like top 15, top 20.
Yeah.
Like throughout high school. Yeah. And I was like good in certain things. I was like a C class student.
Yeah.
So like as much like you were, let's say you get like a 51 in maths, I get like a 63.
Yeah. And then you get like a 50 in accounting.
No, like a 70 in accounting.
Yeah.
Then true. I get like an 18 music.
Yeah.
Then I get like a 60 in physics.
Whereas me, like, I'd get 50, 50, 50.
Yeah, 60. You're consistent. 60 is drama.
But I was like, dude, I just need to get to the next stage. He's like, it's not good enough. It's not good enough.
But look at you now. You did like a great job.
I guess, yeah.
I used to have my report cards and say I never got them. My dad found out and made me hold his boots on my arms like a lateral raise. And when I would drop them, he would make me do push-ups. He said you can be smart or strong. My traps look great though. You can be smart or strong.
Black parents are like, okay, so this goes obviously to the question.
This
to
is you, Rose. This is actually so funny. I'm saying like
this obviously goes to the question to you. Like, what's a creative punishment for you?
A creative punishment?
Yeah.
I'll probably do what Papa did to you.
The schedule.
I think that's a great thing. Yeah. It's like, okay, cool. You're going to mess around.
Teaches you time management.
Yeah.
Teaches you like where you went wrong.
Yeah.
And it teaches you that you don't have benefits of when you fail.
So I probably say, okay, cool. You can fool around when you have this thing.
Yeah.
But I'd also explain, like I'd punish like that, but I'd also explain the importance of being consistent throughout the entire.
And I remember with the scheduling thing, guys, I want you to understand, like, those days where I tested it, like I didn't study. I went to go have fight of sheep. I went to go have fight. And at night, he'd
rip you to pieces. But he'd test you and he'd be like, nah, this is wrong.
Come back to mine and tell those. He's like, tomorrow study.
Bro, online, listen to me, guys. When your sibling, man, when your sibling gets punished, boy, it's like one of the best things in the world. Because it's not you going through it, but you obviously feel bad for them. But it's not you going through it. It's like, dog.
It's literally the son. It's hard, boy.
It's hard, boy. Okay, but also you, boy. Also you, boy.
I just see your sibling coming. I get you can't say it loud.
She doesn't understand me.
Then they turn around and they point to the wall and they just to the wall. I get the moms on the other side. Putting their middle fingers up to the wall. You're like, boy, come on, boy, don't hate her. The next morning, mama, can I please have 5 rand? Understand?
Now, but being a kid is wild, yo.
Yeah.
Next person says, my mom grounded me, but I wouldn't stop leaving the house, so she took off my shoes. I'll say it again in case I didn't finish the sentence properly. My mom grounded me, but I wouldn't stop leaving the house, so she took all of my shoes.
Huh. People are creative, eh?
Yo, that's how we should do it. I was like, okay. Okay, sure. Take all the shoes. Why are these banging so much? I came home drunk past curfew. My mom took me to the police station. As if that's not enough, she called my best friend the next day to tell him the kind of person he's friends with. I was drinking with him that night. Imagine his fake shock and his disapproval. Grammy standards.
Yeah, because he's probably acting and saying, what? He did what, man?
Mm.
Yeah. I had a friend like that where like his mom would call me. And, like, he wasn't allowed to go out unless I came.
Yeah.
But, like, keep in mind, I was the one inviting him and making him problem. Do. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's such a crazy thing. The parents can't identify that kid.
It's actually a problem.
Yeah.
Grounded for 1 month by my single mother, I was too big to get beat. So she took my power cord. Oh, she took my power cord to the PS2 and left the console. And she said, I'll let you look at your mistakes. If I wanted to go outside, she'd take one shoe to make sure I'd be coming back as soon as possible. Damn.
That was actually very sad. Yeah,
damn.
When he said, can I ask you a question based off that? No. Look at me. Sorry, I just went blank. I'm so sorry.
Oh, no problem, no problem. Yeah. Next one. We were given a bucket and I had to go
into I'm back. At what age did you first, like when they tried to beat you, did you like, whoa, what age?
I think I was, I can remember this. It was mama.
Yeah, it was you.
It was mama. It was my biggest regret. Like, I think I was probably like 12.
Yeah.
And she like tried to shy one and I caught it.
Yeah.
And I caught it. And then I literally, you know when you stop a slap and then you realize what you've done?
Yeah.
Like, you're like, oh shit, it's about to get lit. It's about to get lit. But at that moment, boy, she said, okay, tough guy. Your mama yeah. pushes you with the shoulder. Yeah. Like my mom used to do this thing where like, she tries to square up with you, boy.
Like she did karate like as a kid, like so she's convinced that she can still do karate.
Like you see how you're pushing someone. Like,
and then she'll try to grab your neck.
She'll basically be like, what? Okay, let's go, what? Okay, tough guy, let's go. Man, she's looking up at you, boy.
And she tries to grab your neck and like kick you.
So that's my biggest regret, because then she whipped my ass after me.
Yeah.
After me. I was probably 12.
I remember me, what is it called? Oh, I remember, I think I slapped my little sister, playing a game, I slapped her. And then I was like, no, I'm going to hit you. And I said, no, you're not going to hit me. And then, guys, I need you to understand how sick this is, because this is really what betrayal is. I'm like, no, you're not going to hit me. She swings, she misses. And I like duck back. And she's like, ha. Then now we're chasing each other around the pool. And my brother's giggling. He's laughing.
This is you and Shibu. You and your sister.
Yeah. No. Yeah, because I hit Shibu and then she's crying in the corner. And my brother's laughing. Tato's laughing. And he's chasing after me. And Tato grabs my arms so my mom can slap me. Do you remember this? By the pool. Yeah. And the whole time my mom's slapping me. And she's going, ka, ka, ka. My mom's slapping me. Tato's laughing behind me.
Because who are you most loyal to?
Yo.
That lady brought me to planet Earth, bro. And you hit my sister.
It was a mistake. I remember it was a mistake. And I was just like, no, you're not going to hit me. Tato grabs me. I'm like, wow. Like, this is the same guy that tells me that, like, I don't like when mama hits me. Now he's doing this.
She recruits me. She said, Tato, come help me. I said,
Yeah.
We were given a bucket and had to go into the back garden at night and told to go collect darkness.
Hey, boo.
What?
They give you a bucket and say, go collect darkness.
Yeah.
And like,
I got in trouble in school for disrespecting my teachers. And my dad wasn't going for it. So literally every day for 2 months, as soon as I walked into the house, I had to sit at the table and write, I would not misbehave until it was time to go to bed.
Yo.
2 months.
That reminds me of one of the school punishments my one boy Shosie once told me, nah? Because he was in the, I don't know if I'm allowed to say this, but he was in a boarding house, nah? And he said that one of the punishments that they got, nah, Tato,
they wake
them up at 4 a.m. They all line up outside the boarding house. They just put their hands on the boarding house. And they said, you guys can come back in the boarding house when you guys push the boarding house a bit to the left.
What?
So they just imagine like little kids just pushing a thing.
Bro.
Yeah, man.
That's crazy. Someone said this and it's actually really funny. This is like just a side note. Me buying data even when I'm broke made me understand why drug addicts always have money for drugs.
What's the most you ever owed, like, airtime advance?
120, like the max. 200, 250.
Mine's 300. Four something, Aiden. Sorry, Aiden just said 400 and something.
But for me, it's like, the reason why I got there, because I would buy, I'd say, give me all of it. So maybe I'm in like...
Yeah, they give you
the max.
The max option.
Yeah, and it's like my banking app is off or something, or it just happens when we go to Botswana, like I don't have internet, so I have to just buy airtime because you use your airtime to roam. Not because I'm continuously... doing it.
I'm continuously. I think I owe right now. I'll never pay it. Pay them back.
Men only.
And every time I buy airtime, I do in advance again. On top of the airtime, I just give them back. You do too, ne? I have no shame for that thing.
Damn.
A lot of people do this.
Men only. What's the pettiest reason why he stops talking to a girl?
Yeah, I don't know. You can go first.
Oh, just being rude to me.
We spoke. I remember we spoke for a little bit and she asked me for your number. Yeah. She was like, can I get Tata's number? I need to ask him something.
Did you give it to her?
I just did it to her.
Hey, why don't you give it to her? Like, was I single?
No, you weren't.
Oh, okay, no, good move. She gave me an anniversary card to celebrate a week of talking with each other. I was freaked out and I couldn't do it. I had to end things early. She was a nice girl though. Imagine, you get a letter, boy. It's been a week with you and like every day has just been so amazing.
Oh, so she, so they've been dating for a week.
Yeah.
And then she got a letter.
You got a letter.
That's affectionate, no? That's great, isn't it?
1 week.
Yeah, dude.
What have, like, what have you experienced?
Dude, like, you get the love you think you deserve. If you think that you don't deserve that after a week, then that's cool. I think yeah, I do.
I don't think I do. Okay. She was too attractive and didn't want that. And I
real.
She was
real.
Too attractive and I didn't want that real. Headache. I've dated successful women.
Real.
And knew I was on because...
High value men.
So real. If it gets serious, I break up with her for the good.
Real.
Best lost... Best for... People can't type. And it's not me. Like, it sounds like I can't read. Yeah. Best for last breakup before gift giving occasions. If I exchange gifts, don't play with me.
Have you ever dated a girl so bad? So bad that you feel as if you should be taking fighting classes.
Yeah, I feel like I feel like I need like security sometimes.
Like you didn't.
It's not nice.
That thing
bro.
Is not nice, bro. Like, it's great like to be with her.
No, but like dude, okay, even like with our current partners now, like for example, I think we were chilling at Greenside last week. Or even possibly this week. So I'm with Kamo Levels with his person. And then...
Hey! Who's it for? We don't use names on this thing. That is play, play, beep, beep.
Sorry.
Yeah. So, I'm
with Kamo Levels with his... With his...
What? Yeah? Could you continue?
Yes. And then, like, they wanted to go somewhere, like, to the corner.
Oh,
mind
yeah,
you, like, our girlfriends are very beautiful. Like...
Girlfriend!
My girlfriend is very beautiful.
Yeah.
She has like an amazing body, right? So South African men also just love bodies.
Yeah.
So now I could see Levels like, where are you guys going? Because he knows that like if these people go out,
like
it's really gonna be like. But with me, it's like a thing of like I'm not always gonna be there. So it's like, dog, guys, be free, go out. You must learn how to fight your own battles.
Because
I'm in a long distance relationship, so I can't protect my girlfriend every time she goes out.
No, real. But I just want to know, like, I want you to just know that I'm considering your safety. Like, dude, don't do this.
Yeah.
Because you know. Like, also, I don't know where it comes from, but women can be also very oblivious to, like, what's happening around. I don't know what it is, especially when they hang out with their partners.
Yeah.
Like, it's that thing of they switch off the radar of, like, danger.
Of danger, yeah.
Yeah.
100%. So I get this. So I get why this person is saying dating a beautiful girl is not nice. It's not. It's not easy.
It's not easy. It is nice. It's not easy.
But also, it's up to your hand to also, like, you know, be able to handle herself. Like, for example, last night, I mean, this is a great example. We were chilling also at Greenside, and we were with Lewis' friends. And some guy on the table next to us is like coming to this girl and speaking to her. And like, Lebo and I was like, okay, cool. This is like just a little friend. Maybe she might enjoy this conversation.
Yeah.
This guy's talking to her. Hey, I really like you. I want to get you a drink. I think you're amazing. I think you're cool. And I think she was kind of like, nah, I'm good.
Yeah.
This guy keeps persisting. He's like, yo, bro, like, I really like you. I think, well, nah. She's like, nah, I'm good. Now she taps the other girl. And I was talking to this girl now. Right. Yeah. Clucks his hand.
Yeah.
So now she taps that goal. I'm like, okay, cool. Now it's game time. We have to like mitigate the situation.
Yeah.
Level sees what's happening. And it's a thing of like, now because this girl is even saying no, this guy is insisting in a manner that's even becoming aggressive towards the girl.
Yeah.
Because now he's speaking to her. He's like, no, don't embarrass me. You're making it into a commotion, not seeing that he's the problem.
Yeah.
So I kind of understand why you're so protective, because there's certain guys. I understand why you're so protective, because there's certain guys.
There are men that feel entitled. There are men that feel entitled
to a woman's time and attention. Like it got so heated to the point where Lebo had to get up, stand in front of that guy. That guy is now pouring, like he's also becoming aggressive with Lebo. I had to get up and like now also try to mitigate the situation.
Yeah, like calm me down.
And like in that moment, imagine we're just protecting a friend.
Yeah.
So then imagine how upset we can become when that happens to a partner.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I get this, bro. Yo, sorry, this guy just triggered us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It wasn't a nice experience last night, no lie. Like, it made me realize that, like, dude, like, some gents really just don't have a common decency for women and a respect for women. Like, some gents, literally, they're in their head, man. They truly 110% believe that any girl, like, they must can be theirs and must be theirs.
But no, I agree with you, bro. Like, guys are genuinely just... They've just lost it, man. It's really, really sad. But it's like, I always think about it. And I was like, as a bro, what can I do? And I feel like because we've got this platform, I think maybe like to the guys listening, like when you're out, when you drink, I think guys tend to become a little bit more aggressive and intimidating and more direct. So I think if you know that your friends can be like that, or you yourself can be like that, just like constantly think about it and try not doing it, because obviously you're doing it because of like upbringing, entitlement, how you think and how you process life. But I think you need to genuinely remember that, like, we need to be treating women with a certain level of softness
and respect.
And respect when we're out. Because if we don't do that, like, we're going to continue a culture which happens to our daughters, our wives, like, our children, our children's children. So it's up to us to start having that softness, man. Because
keep in mind, that guy was 30?
That was 30. And he's a doctor, bro.
He's like, a doctor. Imagine. Like, he's going to help people.
Yeah.
I wish I knew his name. I would say it on the podcast.
I probably blurb it out, yeah. But I get you. Defamation of character. Until proven. Correctly. Yeah. But yeah, it's really sad. So I just hope the guys listening, just like, you know, be softer, guys. Like, women really do, like, they, like, women are really uncomfortable, like, globally, like, the whole world. Like, there's no group of women that can say, oh no, I feel comfortable and safe. No, no. Guys, women are scared of us. So let's also just, like, let's work on that, because, hey, it's bad.
And take more accountability. And like I said, have the conversation.
Have the conversation with your bros. Anyway, let's go back. She said, no more sex until I'm your girlfriend.
That's why you broke up with her. No, someone said really no. I don't agree. I was with a girl for a year. We never had sex. A year. We're waiting for marriage.
That's crazy. I'm a sexual being. She was smarter than me, and I don't like that.
That's rubbish, bro.
Would you be cool with a girl smarter than you? You've never experienced it, but would you be cool with it?
What do you mean? So you're saying
what?
So you're saying better than me? Oh, the said person's
not. No, like, dude, she's still in school, you older, you have a degree, like, you.
Okay, okay. I have.
Who? And how did that work out?
Yeah, we ended things.
Why?
Not because of that, because things. Dude, yeah, I so, love
so perfect example. Level dating someone who's getting the same salary as them, similar background. I think she was even higher education. She had honors, ne?
Yeah, she had two.
Higher educated than him. And on top of that, like, she had, like, a lot of support from family. So, which in return gave her more cash flow.
And also, like, more emotional stability, because she has a good relationship with her family.
Yeah. So how was that for you?
It was a very good experience. I got to learn a lot from her.
Like, how were the power dynamics? How was everything?
It was so cool, bro. Like, because power dynamics, there were none. They were equal. Like, there was no such thing as gender roles. But majority of my relationships are like that. But with her specifically, the coolest thing about her is that, like, no, what was so funny is, like, I would spend more money, even though just, because I'm a man, I spend more money on her. I know exactly how much she earns. And I know that she, like, you know, she stayed at home at the time. So she also, like,
she saved a lot.
Saved a lot of money and all those things. But I didn't. But James, she'd buy me gifts and stuff. And she was really, like, great conversationalist. I think that was the really cool part about the whole degrees and stuff. She was a great conversationalist. I think she had degrees in, like, psychology and stuff like that. So she was very, we have debates for hours on end, which is what was in, made me initially attracted to her. Because I love having conversations with people.
Because she wasn't your type.
She was my type.
Oh.
Yeah, she was my type.
Okay, this person said the pettiest reason is thought of falling in love. So real. You know, sometimes when you're not ready to be in love and you catch yourself, it's like, yay, quack. Same time.
Like, when you're not ready for a relationship and you see that you're, like, falling in love, that is a very chaotic place to be in.
Yeah.
Because you could lose the love of your life.
Yeah.
And remember her now. Now,
could have, should have, would have.
You date other people and you're always thinking of 2017.
Yeah.
Or 2018.
Yeah, this person is rude. They're saying my name, it's... I think we spoke about this once.
Yeah, we did. And then you said that you agree.
No, I said I wouldn't mind.
No. Crew. You said you agree.
I said I agree that I would.
That you what? You said it gives you the ick.
I said it gives me the ick.
Guys, this is not my words. No, this is the crew that they're saying that. I said I don't mind it.
Serious?
Yeah. Remember, guys?
No.
You did.
Maybe I've unlearned.
You've unlearned in 4 videos. And I don't blind them.
No, what? I said I'd never be able to tell a girl that has a.
Yes. You literally, guys, I don't know. This is, am I critiquing?
Davies, pull it back and then play it now.
Yeah, play it. If you can find it.
But call me before. Call me before. She kept on asking me for money.
Yo, hey. Someone asked me a question. I don't know what I'm saying. Someone was Aiden once asked me. He was like, dude, the whole like standard thing of like giving girls money, all those things and giving things. Do you think you'd mind if you could afford it?
Oh.
Do you think you would mind if you could afford it? That's what he asked.
Wow.
He said, do you think it'd be a problem if you could afford it? Like, he said, the only reason you complain or men complain about it is because they can't. But the moment they can, they stop complaining, which is why we never see those tweets coming from niggas that are like past 30.
You won't see the Dr. Musa saying, it gives me the acreage, ask me for money.
When she asks me for money, he'll just be there like, oh, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I think that also, but that's also very unfair.
I've never experienced somebody asking me for money. So okay, I don't know how.
Well, let me tell you, did you ever not approach a girl because you thought that you didn't make enough money?
Yeah, in university.
Don't you think that's sad? That the only quality that you didn't hold to be a partner to her was money. It was monetary.
Yeah. But real bro, I'm trying to think about it now. Like, I've actually never had a girl ask me for money. I'm trying to think now, if my girlfriend like maybe asked me for money every single week, let's say 200 Rand, that wouldn't affect me, right? So let's say she goes, babe, like, can you please...
You must not say, can I have 200 Rand a week? No, he said it wouldn't affect him. I'll split it with Aiden. I'll take 100, it takes 100 a week. That would change my week. You know that? Wait.
It would, like, I don't think it would affect me.
Yeah.
So if she had to ask me for 200 Rand every week, I think I'd get the ick.
Yeah. It can be tough, but like...
Because like every week it's you there like, yo, please send me 200 Rand. Yo, how? I'm fit.
Yeah, I think like sending... Like I would rather... I think I work on the basis of, dude, whatever you need, rather I buy for you.
Yes, let me do your nail. Let me do your hair.
Let me buy for you. I want to see you get the thing that I want. But to just send you just solid cash.
Woo! Yeah, I know. That's wild.
Who's sending me money? You know?
Yeah.
Like who's sending me money without work?
Yeah, literally. You know what
I'm saying? And I don't wanna give the narrative that I can give my partner means. I don't give that narrative that like, dude, you don't have to have goals anymore. I'm gonna do it for us. No. I want you to work. I want you to have goals. I want you to think. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
So that narrative of hey, let me send her a NSFAS.
No.
Once a week. It can be detrimental to the relationship and her mentality.
Mm.
Or vice versa, if you guys have a man and you're sending him money. It's different because I do a Brazilian brush cut and that thing ranges from 600 to 800 Rand.
Mm.
It's very expensive. No one has ever sent me money for that brush cut.
Yeah, my brush cut also goes quite... I appreciate it. So if you guys are watching us at home and you want to give us a super sticker, super thanks, you guys can give us a donation based off, you know, if you're enjoying the podcast or not. I'd appreciate that. Maybe that I can get the Brazil because we need it. Mr. Shoda, we need the...
They can see.
You can see already there. Quick one, Oaks. What's your girlfriend's take on the manipulation of the Rand?
So this was...
What?
I remember this question. So
quickly,
this is
quickly, Oaks. What's your girlfriend's take on the manipulation of the Rand?
And then so basically this was a trend... This was a trend on
Twitter
where men would send that question to their girlfriends. Obviously, you'll see the reactions there.
Oh.
But I thought it'd be a fun experiment. That's why I added to it. If you can call Kamo right now and say, what is your... Aish, man, Kamo would give an answer about gold and
that's Oscar.
Aish,
Okay, let me call this person.
Call a female friend.
Okay.
Yeah. Tell them they're on the podcast, no?
Yeah. Call again.
Answer the phone.
Hey.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm good. No, I know that you have relations with the level of baby, so I wanted to just ask you a question. Okay, so what's the question?
What's your take on the Rand manipulation?
I don't know. I think it's a very interesting question. Yeah, I don't know.
No, thank you. No, thank you. Received. With thanks.
Okay, let's read a couple of... Stop bullying.
Who am I bullying? You said I must call a female.
Yeah, go. Yeah. So, what do you think?
Are you asking this question because you think girls are dumb? Or do you just want to date dumb girls, Wena, and think all females are dumb at the ones you date? Also, what's your take?
That's a great answer.
That's a great answer because she's...
That's definitely a great answer.
Yeah, because the guy's insinuating that.
Let me
girls got answer.
Give me one more.
We're devastated as a couple. That's the person response. Even if she says something, it won't matter. Including you, it won't matter.
go to the quotes. I want to see if you have a screenshot there.
Yeah.
But guys, like, ask your, like, take your time and just ask your partner randomly. Be like, dude, what do you think about the RAND manipulation? Like, what do you think about? First of all, so the whole theory of a RAND manipulation is that the Reserve Bank or other monopoly powers are manipulating the RAND and they're fixing prices in order to, you know, do corrupt, etc. Yeah. And they say Jacob Zuma was one of the
Who's one of your smartest friends?
Who's my smartest friend? I heard that.
It's a content creator.
That's a content creator.
Level.
Like male, like my male friends.
Yes.
That's a nah, bro. Nah.
The answer is nah.
Nah.
Okay.
I think the smartest friend I have that's a content creator.
Me.
Oh, dude. Oh, you're my brother.
Oh.
Yeah. We're more than friends. I don't know if you realized earlier in your life. But,
Kunze's quite
nice. Kunze is probably my smartest friend that's a content creator.
Yeah. Okay. What's your.
But I need to say this because he's going to get a big head.
Yeah.
Out of all my friends, he's probably the bottom 50 of smartest people I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because your friends are highly intellectual.
Yeah, I'm friends with.
Bro, your tweets don't bang. Your second tweet is, what's your favorite Amapiano song that's dropped this year?
Yeah, because I wanted to talk about I don't know if you know this. So, I sent you this to remind me about the topic of what I wanted to discuss.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know this, but Tyler was nominated for, what's that music thing? A Grammy. Grammy.
Tyler got a Grammy award.
Nominated. She's nominated for a Grammy.
That's huge.
Yeah. For Water.
That's amazing.
Yeah. And Musa Keys as well.
Musa Keys as well.
Yeah. I don't know who else was in South Africa. No one. Eh? Uncle Waffles didn't get it. Calvin Momo didn't. DJ Maphorisa didn't. Burna Boy did. I know Burna Boy was there. Asake was also nominated.
Okay.
Because I'm a piano. Piano. You know that song? Yeah. So, but Tyler. Probably her debut song, besides the other one that she released way back.
Oh, yeah, that one was actually her debut.
You can imagine how Twitter blew up. And they were speaking about, like, dude, out of all of our favorite Amapiano songs, you know, Water is going to be the one. But Water has had an impact.
As a Travis Scott feature. I feel like then, and the guy that covers his head. Also, she got two remixes.
Yes.
The guy that hides his head with the marshmallow, you know that?
She got a marshmallow. Featuring marshmallow.
Yeah.
I know she got the marshmallow, and then she was on Summer Walker's song, Now For Girls Need Love. Travis Scott as well. So, that brings us to the question, you know. If you were Tyler's sibling, what would you expect? Because I guess she's meeting all these celebrities, so what benefit would you want?
Tyler's sibling.
Yeah, like she's chilling with Travis Scott.
And we know her sister.
And you know her sister, yeah.
Yeah, okay, so let's say you become this huge.
Yeah. What do you want from you? I'm chilling with Drake, Travis. Because she went to that, what is it called? Oh my God, I literally forgot. The GQ party, which is a very exclusive, the only invite, the top celebrities of America. She went to it. Who do you want me to video call to speak to?
Dog, let me just handle your Instagram, dog. Like, so I can always be.
So that's what you want.
Social media manager. Like, I'm not trying to be like going to these places as your brother.
Yeah.
I want to be a part of your team somehow to also have the respect from the people that I'm meeting.
Mm.
You get me? I want to earn, like.
But you always be seen as. I would just want the benefits of free concerts, meeting the celebrities.
I want money.
And money.
Give me some of the coins. Give me like a 150 a month.
So wait. So if you make it, you're gonna send me and Shiva money.
Yeah. Fully.
Like let's say you like Tyler level make it.
Yeah. If I'm like dummy rich,
what's that guy that produces the Madea movies? Tyler Perry. If it's Tyler Perry, like your production company becomes.
Bro,
Tyler
if
Perry.
let's say I'm making a profit of 20 mil a month.
Yeah.
Right? I'll probably send you like 500k a month.
Not a mil. Sorry, I don't want to be greedy. I'm not greedy. Wait, you came out wrong. I meant to say thank you, Tato. That would be nice. I'll take it.
I'll send you like 50k.
Yeah, I think I'd send you, how much do you say if you make?
If I made 20 mil.
If I made 20 mil, I'll probably send you like
500k.
No, probably like 150.
Like 1.5 million.
Sure. That's what you do.
Is it 150?
Sure. I don't think you need a lot of money.
No.
I probably like, because you probably like live in the house I buy.
Okay, then I don't
everyone
think.
And buy your car.
That's a good question. Would you actually become that person that when you become dummy rich, would you like be like, no, it's my money, I worked for it?
I get it. Nicholas said,
what do you give back to your
Nicholas
family
killed
members?
Me. He says, guys, what's it called? Hey, when I make money, you guys say I change. No, money made me who I really am. Like, this is who I really was. My personality was in deficiency because of my account.
Yeah.
Like, this is who I really am. But I think if I ever made a lot of money, like blind a lot of money, it's definitely going to my siblings first.
Yeah.
Definitely.
I need a 25%.
Yeah, definitely my siblings first. I don't even say 25, but like definitely my siblings first. I think a lot of what I do now is an attempt to keep up with the standard that my siblings said she would enter to. I think there's high expectations for what we want to achieve as the three.
But you know what's crazy? Like, you're about to, I don't think if you're aware, you're about to do something so crazy in the next 2 years. Like, you're about to like sky rocket past all of us. I don't know if you are aware of that. But your trajectory is like insane for the next 2 years.
Yeah, if everything goes.
Yeah, like you're about to like be like really good. Like, you're probably gonna be making like
Yeah.
No, serious, bro. Like, you better.
Guys, he's joking. Richard is smiling at me. Richard, all of a sudden, he's flirting with me. Why are you waving at me, Rich? Rich, put your hand down.
And mind you, I'm not even speaking about like influencer marketing.
No. Just like,
I'm not even talking about campaigns. And
like,
branding.
If everything goes well, you know, you learn a lot, you get the opportunities that you're supposed to.
It's going
to
be crazy.
Bro. Yeah, then, yeah, there is a lot of money in the space that I want to work in. But like, again, it's contextual. Sometimes they won't move you up, sometimes they will.
Yeah.
So all we can do is try.
Yeah.
But yeah, like I was saying, like, definitely make a lot of money. My siblings, number one. I'm always posting on, I don't know if you noticed on my Finsta. I'm always posting.
I don't really look at your, I don't look at like my Finsta's people.
So I'm always posting like photos of me, you and Shiba when we were kids. And I always say for you, or like I say, this is everything, or always. Because I realized that like couples, like relationships and stuff, people can leave. Friends can leave. But like, you guys will always
be
my sibling.
No, I can leave. Don't push me.
But you'll always be my sibling.
I can.
That's the number one thing that I like stand by.
Joking, that was actually really messed. I was making a joke. I will.
Imagine I'm like literally telling him I love him. Do you guys see that, ne? Yeah. Do you get that on camera? Let's make that a TikTok, yeah.
The truth about that I'm baby. Bro, so I think because this is like our last episode for the year, what would you want to like promote from what you've been doing? Like, if everyone here, like, as a favor, they have to do what we say, what would you want for them to do right now? Because I feel like, because it's the season finale, we've done everything. Like, what's one thing you want people to be looking at that you're creating right now for them to go and support right now?
I don't think I'd look for anyone to, like, go support anything that I'm doing right now. I'd rather ask for the favor of, like, prayer. I'm quite religious. If I know not a lot of our listeners are religious, etc. We have different religions, etc. But if you are Christian, if you could take like 2 seconds of your day to just pray for me, pray for my journey, pray that my doubts disappear and that the wins I want actually happen, it would obviously mean the world to me. I think that would mean absolutely. I don't want, shout out, you guys can give me the views and stuff, it's cool, but like that would mean more to me.
No, same. Same.
What would you ask? Guys, go check out Anything But Jello. Can you please look at this?
No, I was gonna say, like, just to be quite honest with you guys, like, a big chunk of like our, like, you know, income comes from Instagram as well as like TikTok.
Yeah.
So I'd urge you guys, like, if you guys like consume our content like on YouTube, like, please head over to our Instagram profiles and head over to our TikTok profiles and please hit a big follow and like give us a like on a post, because that is genuinely like what funds like the things that we do to keep creating. So if you guys don't know, like, this also obviously is monetized and we get like some money from YouTube, but it's not significant. So definitely say, please follow us and help us grow our communities on Instagram and TikTok so that we can monetize better and also grow our personal brands so we can keep, you know, sustainable. Because being sustainable as a content creator is definitely not easy.
And if I can add one more thing.
And prayer.
Because I didn't ask for anything besides prayer, but I'm going to add one because I realized it's actually really wrong. Can we make this, because this is like the last video, the most liked video. So if you've watched this video, please like it. I don't know if a lot of you got to this point, but whoever did, it would be appreciated.
Yeah. Then my TikTok of the week definitely has to go to Lebo Rambedi.
Okay.
And my YouTuber of the week has to go to Lebo Rambedi, as he's back on YouTube, everyone. Yes. He's back after 6 months
What's
off.
I'll be honest. Yeah, I'm trying.
Like, Lebo has a really cool community on his socials. Like, it's very, it's very impactful. It's very powerful. You feel like you're a part of a community. And it's also very, what's the word? Like, it's very inspiring in your day to day.
Yeah.
Like, it can really get you, like, you can change your mood. You can be really sad and it can put you can up again. And
I think more than anything, like, mentality training is like my number one thing that I want to achieve this year.
Yeah.
Next year.
Yeah.
I'm going to be in December now.
Yeah.
Next year, mentality training.
In a few weeks.
In a few weeks, training.
Yeah.
I think that's the number one thing. But for me, my favorite TikTok, my favorite YouTube is going to be Tato Rampedi.
Oh, okay. Come on, be serious.
He did a TikTok after so many years. We see Kamo on TikTok doing games and things. We are tired, man. Give us content. Create a skit.
TikTok is not for me to like be creative or...
You're right.
It's for me to have fun. Like I'm saying like...
Yes.
Bro, I make
and YouTube. You can tell. You know you can tell when you're watching a TikTok, you're like, this guy is working for us. And the other one, you're like, oh, he's doing this for fun.
He's doing it for fun. Like, dude, I'm on YouTube, Instagram, like YouTube Shorts, YouTube long form, short form. Like, I've got my platforms where I create. So TikTok, can I please have fun? Can I just play a game with my girlfriend?
No, Muna. Give us a dating show in 4, 5, 10 TikToks. When I see part 1, part 2, part 3, part 4. No.
Okay, I'll consider that.
Yeah. Yeah. But anyways... guys, we're not going to recommend series and stuff, but we are so grateful that you guys could join us and grab it your favorite seat with Tato and Lebo Rampedi. And man, it's been a pleasure to have you, and we cannot wait to see you in the new year. And the episode's going to be much better, more content, more suggestions, and definitely more interviews. And that's what the aims are for season 2. But thank you guys for watching the video. Please like, give us 5 stars if you're streaming it. And remember to take a screenshot, tag us, and say, yo, I enjoyed the podcast. Take care. Catamarans, just get up on it, girl, if you want it. Ray-Bans and catamarans, baby, give me a life. We be living the life. Ray-Bans and catamarans.